This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife Podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host or guest and does not reflect that of the opinion of the Hot Wife Podcast's owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, where we discuss all the good, the bad, and the really erotic of the swinger lifestyle. Hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. I'm here again with my sexy husband, Vince. Oh, but we also have a special guest, Jack. He's back with us again. This is, well, our friend Mickey. This is her fling.
Or fling. Lover.
Or whatever you want to call yourselves these days. What's ever stud. Going on there? Right. Stud. Oh, there we go. I like that one.
Stud.
Mickey's stud, Jack. Is
her meat wagon.
Oh, meat wagon. That's terrible. I like it.
It's her wiener mobile. His wiener has a first name.
Come on now.
That's all good.
Hey, let's see. Mickey's getting your dick. You know what? You got bragging rights, buddy. You got bragging rights.
Yeah, she's it's all good.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Sure.
Definitely. Yeah, she's easy in the eyes and a great person. So
right.
That's so, all that matters.
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow's Christmas. Well, so actually, right. We're going to put this out Christmas. On Christmas Day. So, hey, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas. Woo! Yay!
We're recording this on Christmas Eve because we have nothing better to do, sit here and do a podcast and drink alcohol.
Good bourbon.
Yes, sir. Mm. Yeah, right now we're drinking, what did I say? Oh, Knob Creek.
Knob Creek.
Single barrel. So this is good stuff. We tried the bottle before this that you brought. What was that called? Smokehouse?
It's from Kentucky, so it's smoked bourbon.
Yeah, don't know it's the good. Name of it, right, it's good. Tasty. Yeah.
Strong.
They're all good.
I don't know about strong, but they're all, you like them.
Yeah.
And I'm doing a Yingling Hershey Porter, which is very cocoa-y. It's like
That is Hershey's chocolate in the porter, so yes.
It is.
Well, someone might just think, who the fuck is Hershey?
Yeah, it's Hershey chocolate. It's really yummy.
Jack and I share a common, should we call it a fetish?
Sure.
I guess you could do that. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. I guess. Yeah, sure.
We suffer with big cock.
Oh, my God. That's a fetish, boy. That's,
no, not suffer. So much.
I don't know. I didn't see yours.
You're not going to. just take my word for it.
It's huge. Gigantic.
We all say that, right?
I had one of my legs removed, but I still walk with two, if you get what I'm saying.
Okay? Right, exactly. I know.
Swallow, bitch.
I just had a mental picture
you're like
of that.
Hershey Porter. You know, oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. It's
delicious. The guy at the shoe store was real surprised. I said, measure that one. He goes, you're in the children's section. Like, damn. No, we both are voyeurs. We enjoy watching.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and
okay, that's the end of the show.
Okay. And,
we covered that topic. Thank you. Okay.
So. Stop that. Oh, my God.
No, we like watching, but I like participating, too. I think it's hot.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, when you see your other significant, get pleasure, it's hot. It's
to give hot. And or receive hell pleasure. Yeah. It's very sexy, hot. Yeah.
There's only so much time I do for that, and then I gotta go in.
Well, because you're not a cuckold, you're a voyeur.
Yeah. Well, I'm a voyeur, but yeah.
Yeah, but you're not a cuckold, and that's a different.
Is there a difference?
Cuckolding's got a whole bunch of different fucking variables that are just disgusting.
I'm a participator, so I watch.
If you are a cuckold, you'd be watching, and you can't. It depends on the
there's
the parameters.
So you
may not be allowed to participate.
A cuckold is not performing.
Well, hang on, Donna.
I don't agree with that.
Cuckolding can participate.
It depends.
Not necessary in the way the Jack might want to.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
Okay, so there's cuckolding where technically a voyeur could be a cuckold.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
They may
generally
watch
a cuckold
and participate later on.
Okay, and I'll get to that. Say the juicy bits. Generally, the cuckold involves a lot of humiliation.
Sometimes, so, but not right? always.
Okay. Then that's
generally,
to me.
Almost always.
Yeah.
To some level. So in other words, as your partner is playing with this other person, they're like, oh, his dick is so much better than yours, so much bigger than yours, or so much blacker than yours, or whatever.
Or whatever.
Okay. I'm more the hot wife. You know,
But I'm going to just go over the cuckold shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Then there's the cuckolds who, while they're being humiliated, the wife makes them put his dick in my pussy. Oh, suck his dick, get it hard before you put it in my pussy.
Oh.
And then sometimes there's a cleanup afterwards.
Oh, he just cream pied my pussy, clean his cum out of my pussy with your tongue. Okay.
Well,
that is not me.
That is not me. I have to, you know, to each of their own on that. That is not me. I'd like to watch her get pleasure and then I'm in.
Yeah,
Donna,
then we're doing a threesome.
Donna gets a cream pie and she goes, Vince, I need you to clean me up. I go, no problem, baby. I bring out the power washer.
All right.
So that's why we have plastic sheets.
That's me, Vince. I had to get that power washer too. Trust me.
Get the toxic suit and the power washer.
Or the shower. Get in the shower.
Okay, I'll go upstairs. Delouse.
Fucking sprinkle lime on it. And,
God.
Just get to make sure he's dead.
It's like the guys I'm with are, you know, less than savory.
To me, they are.
Well, they're still nice guys.
They have penises. But they're not savory to me at all.
Savory to me.
That's all it has to be.
They're dripping, is what you're saying, right?
They're good.
Oh boy.
So
they're all good.
Yeah, no, to me, there's nothing more erotic than watching my significant other, whoever that might be.
I agree. You know,
give and or receive pleasure,
right? I agree with that.
Really, this show is not about my asshole.
But you are one.
Oh. You know, if I liked you, that would hurt.
You're significant.
All right. It's Christmas time. Come on now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Be nice.
And this might be the one time
be
that you're
married. Be married here. Come on.
Be married. I am married. that's why I'm not married.
There you go. It's true.
But no, it's, again, you know, from the married aspect of things, and we've told other people this, you know, the fact of watching your significant other with someone else and how erotic it is. And then, you know, when you get together, it's like your sex life actually gets better.
I agree.
Because it yes. heightens both
right.
your,
right.
You know, she can tell you what she liked and how, mm-hmm. how it felt and everything else. You can sit there and tell how erotic it was watching. And, you know, it isn't for everyone, but.
I mean, when we're doing parties and I see you, you know, with other women and I'm in, he's in one bed and I'm in another and I can peek over and I can see what he's doing. It's very erotic. It's fun. It's a titillation, you know, and then I'd be like, oh yeah, when I was, you know, fucking this guy, I was watching you with her and it was all very good, but we're on separate beds too. So I could like, I have to like peek over from one bed to the other. Hey, Vince, hi. Can't even high five him because he's on the other. On the other side of the room, but it's fun just being able to see him, like, you know, with another woman or two.
Now,
or
does
whatever.
Mickey like to watch you with?
Actually, Mickey wants me to. She's a watcher too, but I'm pretty fussy, so I told her to pick out somebody, and if you want me to do that for you, I will do that. Yeah, it's
she says, things. Jack, I want you to meet Bob.
But no, but she wants to do that, and I think that's pretty hot. So,
yeah,
no,
she's watched. Donna a few times here with other guys.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She gets all squirmy and stuff. You can tell she's all aroused watching.
Right. Oh yeah, she is. She's a watcher, no doubt. But
I kinda think she likes being watched too.
Oh yeah, yeah. We just
She doesn't admit to it, but
no, a couple of weeks we had a player that she played with and over at the house and it was really hot. I was watching and took some video and she enjoyed it.
Cool.
And it was really hot. So, yeah. I mean, and I travel a lot. So, I mean, you know, kind of gave her the open opportunity. Like, look, if you want, I'm traveling.
Yeah.
You know?
And the cool.
That's opened up.
And the cool thing is, like, I know when Vince was away on business once, I had a playmate over, and it was a playmate, and it's very unusual for us that he hadn't even met yet.
Okay. So wow.
Yeah, I talked to them, and I mean, he came with good credentials
from other people we knew.
Right, so right. It was fine. But we wouldn't have done that otherwise. But I had my phone, and I had, you know, we took
FaceTime
some video.
Kind of thing is cool.
So yeah. you FaceTime as she was doing it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Correct. Right. Yeah, that's, yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah,
or did we, or did we just do video?
You just sent me some videos.
Yeah, we wanted
after
to.
After the fact?
Well, we were thinking, we should have FaceTimed. It was like, da-da-da, sorry. A lot of alcohol involved there and whatever. I don't know.
Well, actually, where I was, I didn't get great reception.
Oh, that could have been too. So yeah. I know there's a reason, but we're like, why didn't we FaceTime? It's like, well. But the video was cool because he could watch it whenever he got a chance to, because, you know, time zone different or whatever. But yeah, it's cool because, you know, while you're traveling a lot, then she sends you like sexy pictures, maybe some stills to start off with. And you're like, oh, yeah, okay, what else is going on there? Then you get a little video
absolutely.
Going on there.
It's, absolutely.
It's kind absolutely. Of, it's titillating.
It's a little hot. Sure.
You know, it's very erotic.
I think that aspect, the surprise videos and mm-hmm. stuff, are more erotic. Because it's spontaneous, so to speak.
Right.
You know, again, as long as it's somebody that you have approved of.
Right.
Exactly. But how about when it gets to stranger sex? Meaning like a stranger.
A stranger?
Stranger.
Well, no.
Or first time meet.
No. Well, watching her with them is one thing, but they will not do solo. Like, she can't go on a date with somebody that we haven't met.
We haven't met.
No, first. No. No, I agree with that. But I'm saying like strange, like you're with... With Donna, but would you have a stranger sex if you go somewhere or you meet somebody for the first time? And
doesn't happen for us. We don't go anywhere.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. No, usually we have a little vetting process we go through. Yes. So usually everybody has met everybody first.
Understood.
So.
Yeah, we don't. See, one of the things, like, we're not big bar/club goers.
No. Neither am I.
So no, I'm not. We're not going to meet someone at one of those places.
No.
Yeah, we've had bad experiences at swinger clubs.
Sure.
Personally, but there are a lot of people like yourselves go and have a good time. That's great.
You go there.
Not really.
No.
Oh, do tell.
No, I think the the club scenes are cool and you're good dancing, but I'm more of like more of a private.
Yeah.
Me too. Definitely.
Come over to the house or we meet and do. I think it's more. I don't know. It's more sexier.
Intimate.
Yeah.
You can talk. You don't have loud music. You can get to know the person better. You don't have all the outside influences of loud music, other people, all those things bouncing on you. And
when you go to a bar or a club and the music's so loud and you have to yell at each other, it's just like, I'm not having fun.
No.
It's not sexy. Like, it's not erotic. Not at all.
No, not.
I should have to yell at a woman, so what are your turn-ons?
Do you like to suck cock?
It's always right when the song ends, too. Sorry about that.
For you? Yes, it is.
I found out, like, when you're saying it to a woman in church, you got to do it while they're singing, not at the end.
Not at the end. You're always singing a different hymnal, dear. That's just... 14th church we've gotten kicked out of.
So no, in three synagogues. I'm not even Jewish.
There's kneelers on church,
Yes.
They're not for blowjobs. I just found that out.
Oh my gosh.
Worked well though, didn't it?
That's right.
It surely did.
If they weren't for blowjobs, they shouldn't pad them.
They shouldn't pad them.
No, but I think like I said, we had somebody over and it was awesome, So we should do more of it. But the holiday here is pretty tough for the family and everything going on. But
once things settle down, they get back into the swing.
What is your favorite thing to watch Mickey do?
Everything. There's not one.
Slow down.
Tell me, please. Get your hand off your dick,
like,
please.
When she's being pleasured and she moans, she's got this moan. It's unbelievable. It's such a turn on. It's like, shit, I'm coming. Here we go. She does everything good. She's beautiful and she's very sexy. Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's a damn shame the video you shot here didn't have audio.
That's Vince's fault. You know what?
When he sent me the video,
it was all silent. I said, why don't you at least put the Benny Hill theme song?
I was going to I was going to convert it to black and white.
And maybe, you know, speed it up a little bit. You know, it would have been funny.
I could still do that. That would be funny. Convert it to black and white, put the flicker to it.
Right.
Put the little captions. And then Mickey sucks dick. Okay, I got something to do tomorrow.
So, yeah.
That would be hysterical. Vince, that was a little,
you know, as good as you're in AV here, that was very disappointing for us. I tell you right now. Because it was pretty erotic, I tell you.
So the problem was the camera that we were using, the battery died on it.
Is that right?
So I quick switched to a different camera, and the switching board I was using, the audio was set up for camera one, not for camera two.
It's okay.
The thing is, too.
I mean, Donna's telling us to use a butt plug in this one and everything else, but the video didn't. I mean, the sound didn't work out.
The problem was, Mickey, I know, wanted privacy.
Right.
It was her first time on video, to my knowledge. And two, you know, she wanted to get going, so I quick ran in there to quick change it out without thinking.
Right.
When you guys originally had said about doing it, I thought I was going to do it the same way I shoot Donna's, where I walk around and get close-ups and stuff.
Or you're in the switcher room and just switch back and forth.
I think Mickey's past that. She likes audiences now, so it's all good. So it's okay. You can shoot what you do.
Whenever you guys want to reshoot it, told you, let me know.
Hell yeah. After the new year here, we will.
Yeah, no whatever.
That sounds fun.
God willing, I'll be here.
I have new rubber sheets just for the bed.
Just for Mickey.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
Well, the old ones, like, we had used them and I was with somebody because I was anticipating that maybe Mickey would, you know, be using the bed after. Yes. And he was like, oh, this is terrible. So the new ones I have are, like, quilted. They look actually pretty nice. Yeah. Wow.
That would be impressive.
Yeah. So I'm like, these are actually kind of nice.
I just saw the listenership just went up from that little bit of info.
They were just amazing. Like,
oh my God, that's what I've been listening for.
What is the lube that you gave us?
Spunk lube.
A spunk lube. All right, so that's a promo. But we used that just last a couple of days ago. We went to her work Christmas party. Then we stayed over at the casino and we were rubbing each other and we use that as body lotion. Well, I almost slipped off and fell out the window.
You must have used the organic one.
I don't know what, but we need a lot, and it just, you know, we were slipping and sliding away. So it was good stuff.
So it works.
It does work. It doesn't cake up. It's probably good.
Nothing stuck.
Yeah.
Nothing stuck. No. That's spunk lube. Go to spunk
lube. I fell off the bed because I slipped off of it.
See, you guys aren't past the point where you can take down the safety nets. You got to keep them up.
Keep the safety nets up. Oh my God. Well, I've used the organic spunk lube. Literally, that you have a coconut oil that you can use it as a body, but this one has coconut and avocado oil on it. So sometimes I'm like, I'll just use it when I'm done taking my shower.
Well, that's what we did. We did a whole body full massage rub, and we needed, you give us that bottle, but we needed a whole, like, a 5-gallon bucket.
Oh.
I mean, we needed one of those.
And if you use the code HOTWIFE, you can get 10% off your order.
Really? Yeah. Yes. I'm going to use that.
If you go to our website, hotwifepodcast.com, and just click on the banner, you automatically will get 10% off.
Yep. So either way, you get, you know.
There we go.
Yeah. And you'll be able to also get to the Spunk Lube through the new Swinger magazine I'm putting out, the 50 Shades of Pleasure. That's FIFTY, shadesofpleasure.com.
Wow.
Yeah.
You were actually going to put that up? I know you've been working on it. No, nice.
It's up.
Sweet. Wow. Yeah. Cool.
My cigar magazine is going to be up tomorrow.
Okay.
That's great.
So I'll release that on the next podcast.
All right.
Do you have like guest people on that?
Not yet. I'm inviting people to write articles for either magazine. If you want to write a Swinger article or you want to write an article about cigars and or bourbon, I welcome it.
It's all good.
Yep.
It sounds really good.
Yeah, it's all fun. Good. So, in the meantime, for me, I love watching a woman on top.
Oh, man, that's my favorite.
Watch Donna on top, watch her riding a guy's dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, when she switches from one hole to the other?
Oh, yeah. I'm there.
Obviously. That's why I said it was you.
You know, there's some guys that, like, they want to be on top, but visually, it's like when I go and look at the video, it's like, Well, I see his butt going up and down. I see his hairy butthole and some hairy balls. And right. Not that he doesn't have nice hairy balls, but it's like you can't see anything. So
it's turtle sex.
Well, that's exactly what, when Mickey's on top and her shape and her nice back, and you see her sliding up and down on that cock. It's fucking hot.
When you get to hold the woman's ass while she's grinding on you.
Right.
And you just grab that ass and she's
I'm right there.
It's
I can't stand up right now.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I'm wearing sweatpants. I really can't say
thank God I'm next to Donna right now. She has her hand on my cock right now. So
Like that's the first strange cock she's touched.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's only the first one she's touched today.
You make it sound like I'm a slut.
You are.
Oh. Okay. I only have like almost 200 videos up, so I'm not that slutty.
She has aspirations.
Yeah. I should have had 300 up.
No, you're right. You're right, man. So on top is it's a great visual.
It is.
And then when she's sucking dick, it's even
awesome. Absolutely.
You know, she's like,
it's never a bad view of a woman sucking dick.
See, right.
View is when it's your dick and you're looking down.
Oh yeah. Well, here's the thing: like you guys are warriors, but I'm more of an exhibitionist. But when you used to put up the monitor, like when we were doing the four cameras, and we had this huge TV in the bedroom, And Vince was in the little cubbyhole doing the switcher, so I couldn't see him, but I could see what I was doing on the monitor.
Right.
Suddenly, I became a voyeur
as
well.
But even the guys.
It was like,
Let me ask you. So her thing was, when she's doing it, but she would look over at me,
right?
You know, and I had my dick, my hand, butt over, and she got hot looking at me while she's getting fucked. It was kind of hot. So
right, it is.
I don't know, like on your end, like when you'll get Vince and say, "Oh yeah, he's watching me."
If it was a more intimate environment, I probably could. But there's so many bright lights on you, I can't even see where he is. And if he's in the switcher room, I don't see him.
Gotcha.
And sometimes the guys get kind of camera shy,
right?
Or like,
well, that's a unique
guy
thing. A lot of guys, like, if the first time they're going to shoot with her, like, oh, I don't know about the camera. And it's like, well, there's a TV here. You can actually see what I'm shooting.
Sure.
You know, and again, when they're new, especially if I do the four camera setup and I have a switching board where I just switch between cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to walk around. I'm not casting shadows.
Right.
And newbies don't get nervous with, you know, somebody walking around real close to them.
Right. But I guess my question is, like, a hot wife. If you're a hot wife and you're doing that, does it turn you on to look at your...
Oh, absolutely. I know I'm teasing
him. Is that hot?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Knowing that you're doing somebody else and
absolutely.
You're
I know I'm teasing him.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Right. Yeah,
I know
exactly,
I'm teasing
right.
him.
Yeah, and then later when we play, after she de-louses.
after he takes you to the strassy to the
is
car.
Is that when you're licking her?
that's when I tie her to the roof of my truck and go to the car wash. Crotch first. She loves those big brushes.
I hope Steve's listening to this podcast. I'm doing it.
It's really, you know how much money I waste at the car wash? When we get done, she goes, one more time.
One more time.
I love that big brush. Let's go for the hot wax this time.
I love
it. That wheel whitener, that wheel sparkly stuff really kind of gets me too. It has wonders on my toenails.
I don't need the shave now. I got a hot wax.
Look, I'm not going to tear anymore. I have Rain-X in my eyes.
When I blink, it clears up.
Oh, the cum runs right off me now.
That's it.
That's great.
My facials, I don't have to wash. It just beads
all
right off.
It doesn't stick to me anymore.
That's awesome. I might try that.
I got my asshole Simonized.
That big dick's going to go right up my ass. No problem thing, now.
The only thing I worry about, that tattoo is on the small of my back. It's up on my shoulders now.
I hate when that happens.
That brush is way too hard, that big brush.
I love that big brush. Oh,
big next time, brush. We just go to the one where you do it yourself. Wash yourself.
Oh, that's too much manual work.
Right.
Vince out there with a scrub con.
Try that Rain-X though, Donna. Right? It just runs right off, right?
It's possibilities right there.
Wow.
I feel like guys that have like the big cum loads, right. And it's like literally like I look like a glazed
donut. We should patent that somehow.
No, that would be great.
Yeah, right. Come off right. Or something.
Spunk lube should come up with something.
You probably just put enough spunk lube on your skin. Oh, and don't wipe it off. Just like rub it in, but keep it so shiny. It'll bead right to fuck off. Of course, you won't. If you use the original spunk lube, it's going to look like spunk anyway. So. You won't be able to tell. Next show. Anyway.
So what about it? So what else about Hot Wife?
Watching?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, being what else?
I think like letting, like when someone we know.
Right.
You know, she has a few guys that she's allowed to go on hot dates with. You know,
right? Sure.
And I think it's kind of ironic. You know, she goes out. You know, they pick her up, take her out for dinner, or whatever. Right. And sometimes they go back to their place, or sometimes they just come back here. And you know, in the weather permitting, I'll sit out on the deck and sit there with a cigar and a bourbon. So unlike me.
But I think it's a prelude, even up to that point. Knowing the fact that you know you're going to be with another guy, and you know you're sharing that.
And then you know, she comes upstairs or whatever and plays with him, and then she escorts him down to the car and kicks him in the ass, says, get the fuck out.
I have to go to Laos.
You know, and then I hook up the power washer.
Oh. And then we go back to the car wash again. So we're back there again.
But, and then, you know, it's that unknown. You know what she did, but you don't know all what went on. And then, so as we're playing, she's telling me about, you know, blow by blow, so to speak.
By blow job.
Well, that's one that you don't really get to see, though. But the ones that you do get to see and watching, I think that's hot.
Oh, that's hot.
Because that visual is in your mind. Like,
yeah, but see, for me, it's different also because the ones that I get to see, generally, I'm filming them.
Well, that's in a different, I get you. You're in a different realm. But, I mean, for somebody that's,
It's not erotic until you actually put the camera down.
Well, it's erotic to some degree.
It's called work. It's called work.
You're a photographer.
Vince, you're working.
Right. It's the truth. People don't realize, like, I mean, when I was shooting for motorcycle magazines, I had beautiful half-naked women around me all the time. And guys were like, oh, man, I want your job. It's like, you don't understand. When I'm looking through that lens, you know, I'm looking at the settings. I'm looking at the models, like, what's behind her? How's her hair? How's she posed? How's the lighting? What's the reflection off the bike?
And your dick's not getting hard?
No.
Oh, God, no.
What?
Mm-mm. Oh, God, no. You have to, you fuck up. You got somebody really pissed off at you.
I mean. Yeah. No. I would get hard. I couldn't put it down. I mean, really?
No. You're too busy. You
don't notice if you're doing a good job. You don't notice, like when we used to have a studio up the road here, and we had photo parties for swingers.
Swinger parties. Yeah.
I'd have three different themes set up in the bottom floor.
So you're immune. You're immune to.
I'm very jaded.
Well,
honestly,
it's a different mindset. I don't know. It's a different mindset.
I guess if you're working, like you're in work mode, but
if I watch porn.
Right.
If I
so you can shut it off like work mode, and then you can I'm in.
Yeah. Oh God, Sigma. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I sit there. If someone turn on a porn right now, and we're watching it. Right. I would sit there and critique it.
I don't get aroused. Too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because first of all, I know too much about porn. What's real? What's not real?
Right.
And just like,
she's faking it.
I've seen more.
I guess you
could
be jaded by that way, but is that good or bad? I mean, really,
it's bad.
I mean, eventually, like, after a while, you'd be immune to like
and
sexual
as gorgeous,
content.
As gorgeous as Mickey is.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay?
She walked in here right now, stood next to me, bare ass naked. I wouldn't have a heart on.
Yeah, bullshit.
I'm not.
No. I mean,
really?
No.
Okay.
Unless I'm involved, like I've witnessed more lesbian sex than most men should be allowed to see.
Right.
Okay, between bouncing bachelor parties and photos and stuff like that.
That would be me.
Yeah, well, and others.
And others, but some of them were me.
Unless I'm involved in it.
Right.
Like, unless
but your tongue still works all the time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to make it short. Okay, right.
Thank God for
yes,
that.
Yes, that's what I'm hearing.
That's what drags the rest of me in.
Right.
But no, unless I'm involved.
If his tongue
in
gets broken, we're getting a divorce.
That's exactly what I hear. Yes.
Yeah.
And thank God he licked my ass yet, but it ain't happening.
Have some more bourbon.
No, I don't think so.
Here, have a roofies. I mean,
no.
A mint.
Right.
Yeah. But
that's what Mickey said.
No,
that's what Mickey's are. She's named for something that
Mickey gave me these M&Ms, and I woke up and my ass was sore.
Mine wouldn't be. Yeah. We'd all be awake for this.
Yeah.
The next colonoscopy, I don't want to be put out.
Yeah, Donna's like, that's all you got?
That's all you got? Come on, that tube's barely bring the size of the fucking dime. Come on. Did you see the guy with the beer can?
You wouldn't be bleeding, Donna. Come on.
The beer can guy
bled? No, come on.
He did? Yeah, I bled. Oh, I bled a little bit. I was like, that was so much fun. Oh, what's that red stuff? It's not cherry juice. Oops.
I didn't eat any red jello.
I don't remember what happened with that. It was worth it. It was way worth it. But, yeah, he's a challenge. I have to stretch before I go. What did I do anything with him, man?
Yeah, that's
When's his next episode?
I don't know. I have to get a bigger butt plug.
Was on the calendar? Wait to get you ready?
He's a great guy.
Right. Oh yeah, he's a hoot. Right. He's a lot of fun. But man, that is literally as big as a beer can.
Almost as big. Yeah, almost. Yeah, almost. He's pretty close. Yeah,
that's the widest diameter cock I've ever had anywhere. Especially my ass.
And he had some length to him, 7 or 8 inches.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the length as some guys. Thank God. If he had length,
I thought you said you had a really big black guy. Back in your day.
Big Max was huge, but Big Max never got as engorged as this guy does.
Like, he's not girth?
Max was girthy, but because of his age, he didn't get as engorged. You know, as you get older, you don't know about.
He got hard, but wasn't as rock.
Wasn't rock.
Ooh.
Thank God it wasn't.
Now
rock.
The one she had years ago, was 9 inches soft.
Big Mike,
14 inches hard.
No way.
He was bigger than we had bought her a dildo to practice with.
That's as big as her arm.
It was as big as my arm. Jeez. And, I literally put it like that next to my arm.
I can't think of the porn star. It was modeled after the
Wasn't John Holmes.
No, it was a black guy. I forget. But this
was a long dong.
It was Ray.
But this big guy, Ray. This guy was bigger than the dildo.
Yeah, he was bigger than
really.
Yeah, he was.
In the process of Donna actually got it in her. This is years ago.
Oh my God!
But you didn't bleed then. What happened?
No, she actually had like 12
orgasms.
She took
it then. She took it really good.
Well,
she took it. Yeah,
first. I don't think that he was as thick as Mr. Beer King.
No, he wasn't.
Really,
but he was still.
But he was ramming it down, right?
He was still thick.
No, he was fine. I mean, you know, until you helped me get like geared up. You did a lot more oral. It got me worked up. We had to practice, stretch. Do my stretches, touch my toes, you know.
Got a pair of shoe stretchers out, stuffed them in there.
I don't want to pull a hamstring, you know what I'm saying? Or anything else. But that worked out okay. Anyway, I was on top so I can handle how much went in. Because if he went in all the way, he would be popping out my mouth.
Is that right?
Yeah. Okay.
So he would get on top and put it all the way in.
Oh, God, no. That would have been...
Really, so he didn't do it.
That would have been painful. He was just...
He would have poked in a brainstem.
He would have been coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, I don't think he got on top. I don't remember. I remember being on top because I remember having lots of orgasms.
I don't know.
Come on, Vince. You sure remember that.
Let's go to the video, shall we?
That was when the first 5 guys she played with when we got together. There's been so many since then.
20 years ago. Dude,
she says...
But hey, that should have been a memorable one. I mean, you're talking about a 14-inch cock? Come on. That was the highlight of, you know, come on.
Yeah.
I'll have to go back to the video.
She'll sit there and go,
can we replay that one?
Do you remember the guy? She goes, I got a message today from, you know, Joe. Okay. Joe who? You know,
Joe
came over like 5 weeks ago. No. It's like, well, we shot like 2 years ago with him also. We shot this location.
No, he doesn't remember.
It's like... There is, I don't know, she's got to be over 200 people.
I have a filing cabinet full of...
And she still wore white when we got married.
I did not wear white. Come on, stop it.
It's like the penguin.
I did not wear white. Batman. Shoveling something down.
Stop it, Batman. I'll get my little penguins after you.
I wore cream. It was called.
Is that the color?
It was stale cum.
Okay.
Stale cum cream. Krusty Kreme.
90-year-old
Krusty Kreme. Oh, God. This is like a freaking SpongeBob thing.
Yeah. Jesus. That wasn't the color, but you get the idea.
If not, too bad.
Wow. Yeah, it was. All right. Yes, memories.
So now, like, one of my new favorites, and I've wanted her to do it before, but Donna just played with a guy a couple weeks ago that, for some reason, never happened before, but this guy managed to do it. Like, she laid on her side.
Oh, yeah.
And
he
like, fucked her from, like, it was her leg in the air, one leg in the air.
Like a sidewinder thing, because he's pretty long. Ooh. Yeah, it's like a sidewinder. Yeah.
So he was straight up, like, and then she was tilted.
No, he was laying on the bed next to her.
Okay, like spooning?
Sort of. Kind of,
but right. You know, her one leg was in the air, and his dick was right in her ass.
Wow.
Oh, was it my ass or was it my pussy?
Yeah, no, it was in your ass.
Oh.
He should know. Right. He was filming.
Yeah, he would know. I one hole.
I edited
the
video.
Too.
That's nice.
It doesn't happen often because I'm not. It's uncomfortable because you're like your legs in the air and it's like your hands are down there.
That wasn't the only position, right?
No. There's plenty of positions.
Exactly.
But, yeah. Oh no, he doesn't. Right. I gotta flip around, man. I'll get a cramp at my age. Yeah, I don't want to get a cramp. It's like, oh, I
so
can't
Vince,
move.
Did you like that? Is that?
Yeah, I thought that was hot.
Yeah. All right.
Here you go.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, wow. Wow, that's.
And it helps that he
was
longer.
A couple weeks ago?
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks ago.
He's, oof.
Well, yeah, the length helps in that.
Yeah, there it goes.
Look at your reaction, though. Wow. Wow, that, yes.
Yep. It wasn't my yes. ass.
Good guy. Nice guy.
Oh, really nice. Yeah,
so he was fun. Actually on one of our last podcasts. So wow. After he got done fucking my wife.
Oh, you sound so angry about it.
I don't sound like the penguin, though, do I?
No, not at all.
My name's Donna.
Oh, my God. I was going to drink some more. Stop
big
it.
Dick. I need big dick.
I don't need big dick. It just looks good. It's aesthetically pleasing to look at. It.
Burgess Meredith. Burgess Meredith does porn.
Fuck me in my ass.
With a cigar in the mouth, right?
Hey, Rocky.
No, wait, I can do that. I can do that.
That's the way to go, Rocky. Fuck him in the ass, yeah.
Fuck you, Vince.
Oh, jeez.
Just go my beer.
Yeah, you just put an idea in my mouth.
That would be very funny.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
Didn't he just pass away?
Not just. He just passed away about 20 years ago.
Yeah, was it 20 years ago? Yeah, it was a long time ago?
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was more recent than that. Sorry. Yeah.
But you brought him back with the penguin.
I sure did, boy. I sure did.
All right, Vince, a question for you. Okay. So with the hot wife back on, so what would the frequency be for hot wife? Let's put it that way. Like what?
Like for hot date, hot wife, or yeah. Hot wife, hot let wife, her fuck
like,
somebody?
Like, yeah, hot wife. Like you know,
oh, hot date. What do you mean hot wife? Yeah, well, hot date.
I guess it depends on her, right?
Like, well, depends on my work schedule.
Right, yeah. I guess so, right?
Yeah, if we led a normal life. Like yes. Where she only worked one job and only worked 40 hours a week.
Right. Would, is it like once a month or is it like...
I would say once a month or twice a month. Once a month.
Yeah, once a month.
The most would be...
special.
Twice a month, tops. Tops. Right. Generally once a month for me.
Right.
Because, again, I'm a big believer that it's like filet mignon. I don't want it every day. It's not special anymore.
Well, right. What if you travel like I do? So I travel like twice...
That's once every 3 months. You're never home.
So, right.
Okay, so is it a matter
of... Oh, you have to make up for it, though.
Well, no, I mean, I travel like, 2 weeks a month, so...
That's something...
And then yours is...
But that's for everybody. Everyone's got a different answer.
Sure.
You know, so my personal thing is, would be like once a month or so, maybe twice a month.
So would it be off the wall if I travel during the week and she has an urge and I'm like, oh, yeah, go ahead for it. I mean, if it's, you know... Two times a month, or what is it?
That's up to you guys.
That's your call.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Man, it's not written in stone. Okay. We just do it like whenever my playmate is available or something.
But I mean, I'm saying that would be solo when I'm not around. But
right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah, but it's what's comfortable for the two of you.
Right. I agree.
You know, for us, it's like, you know, again, we're
whenever. It's whenever.
Yeah. I mean, there's been times that, you know, in the shooting of footage for her content, that she's had 2-3 guys in one day. And there's been times like in a weekend, she's had 12 different guys in a weekend.
Oh, right. Stop them. I don't have that much energy. It might have been 8 guys. It was not 12. You're exaggerating.
Well, I count 2 of the midgets as
one. Oh, 2 of the midgets as one. Oh,
you count them as one. I count them as 2.
You count them as 2. Okay. All right. I don't have that much energy. I really don't.
You count the twins. Oh, you counted the twins as one.
One, and they should have been
the triplet. You count as one.
Yeah. See, that's right. It's my math.
Yeah. And I'm the one missing toes, so I can count.
But only up to
10. Only up to 10.
Oh God.
Only up to 18.
Only up to 18. That long division can be really difficult.
All math's difficult. But
yeah, it depends on like the scheduling. It depends on like if your playmate's available. Maybe he's on. You know,
more importantly, it's what does you and your partner
want
to do? Right.
Sometimes it's good
Mickey
to
an example
to like wait and sure. You know, we travel and come back and.
Well, I think it's more
ultimately. Erotic. I want to make sure that she's happy and
sure
she wants to do you know her desires and
mm-hmm. yeah
if she like to participate in that and whatever that's fine. But if not, she can wait for me.
Yeah. And that's it. I mean, again, it's if you do something all the time, it's like, well, it's on the calendar. I'm supposed to go do this.
Yeah, and I guess it's no, that's
it's
not.
It's not that's erotic. A, like, it's not fun.
No.
Where like it's something like,
you know, if, again, you have, we've talked about this on the show before. Everyone has their own set of rules.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like for us,
yep.
It has to be someone we've vetted already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's kind of the same thing for you. Now, Donna said to me, hey, I have someone that I've played with before coming over. You know, I'm whatever, doing something else. And she goes, I'm going to fuck him, you know, and I'll send you pictures or whatever, or tell you about it later. I'd be okay. As long as I trust her that someone that we vetted. And you actually want to know who it is, right? So if it's someone that Mickey had said to you,
of course.
Hey, is this someone I've played with before?
Sure.
You want to know. See, I kind of find
I find
the part of not knowing who it is.
Yeah, he doesn't need to know who it is, just as long as I'm safe.
I don't know. I don't necessarily want to know who it is. I just want to know when, where, what's going on. That's all.
Yeah. Okay.
When, right. Where, right. What time.
Right. His social security number. His bank account number.
Exactly.
What time is he going to be home so if I can rob his house?
We've been together a long time, so we don't... We're a little more like, you know, more fluid. It's like, yeah.
Sure. And she goes, sure. Yeah, I got a guy who comes over and wants to fuck me. I've played with before. It's like, really? And he's back?
He's back.
And it's Steve. It's Steve. It's always Steve.
You know what? That's probably about right because we have so many Steves.
More Steves. Mr. Pussy Critiquer.
There's so many Steves. It's like, which Steve?
The last Steve she played with, we have nicknames for everyone she's played with. Because we'll sit there and go, Steve.
No, you know the Steve I'm talking about.
No, we have.
No, yeah. Utah Steve.
Utah come on. Steve. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Woo. Utah Steve. But
you got to play that back.
There was a time she did a threesome.
Yes.
A foursome, technically.
A foursome.
Technically,
yeah.
It was a gangbang. The 3 guys she was with, all named
Steve.
There we go.
All of them.
Yes. Yep. I had the video with
Steve 1, 2, 3. Steve O.
Well, one guy, Steve, was kind of a mental case, so he's psycho Steve.
Psycho Steve.
One Steve
he was
is
fun
a,
to fuck though. He looked good on video. He was fun to fuck.
One Steve was a ballroom dancer, so he's dancer Steve.
Steve.
And the other guy was just a he never shut the fuck up. So he was Jabberjaw.
Jabberjaw.
No Steve associated.
Did you videotape this?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I got to see this. Steve-O, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I think it's actually up on Loyal Fans. Yeah.
It is, really?
I
did not see that.
But,
did you name it Steve-O?
No,
the video?
Steve-O.
Steve-O's.
No, we just called it, I don't know, what is this?
Just gangbang. We don't use their names.
Yeah, we don't use their real names.
All right, well.
We use their social.
Everybody look that one up.
Yeah, social. But
as I fuck number 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 5, 1, 2, 5.
No,
that's honest. That's not his social.
No, we just use the last 4 digits for their security.
And their mother's maiden name.
because we want to be secure. Yeah,
we're not going to reveal anybody's personality. This guy may live at 123 Main Street, and let's say Clarkstown.
And my name's Steve, too.
But it and does, he may have a tattoo here.
But it does. It seems like Steve is like the most. I have fucked the most people named Steve. In fact, the last Steve we've been with, we were just like, what are we going to call him? I'm like, he's like, Steve 72. Or what a loss here.
I didn't have anything else to call him. What was to go by, so I just said, I'm going to call him Steve 72. He's like the 72.
What was Utah Steve?
But Steve, he's Utah, so that works. Okay, so but actually, yeah, Steve 72 has huge cum loads, so we could probably call him.
No, he's Steve 72 now.
He's it's too late. He's Steve 72. Damn it. I wanted to, Steve, I'm sorry. I wanted to give you a better name. The same
as we have a lot of Bobs. It's another popular name is Bob.
Jim Bob, right?
So we have Jim a guy Bob. Who lives in a town by us, so he's sure. naming that town Bob. And we
oh,
have
yeah. No, no, it's Mike. We have a lot of Mike.
So
Mike.
So you, so you name Bob's. Him what? Bob? Bob from such a town?
Yeah, we put their, we well, associate their town.
Something
with them.
Strikes my fancy about this any of these individuals that comes. So if
is it their real name or is it their stage name when they come here? Come on.
No, we don't.
Here's
the thing.
Do you check their ID or do you really
have to?
I know. So they're real Bobs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or the real
okay.
Mikes or okay. the real Steves.
Okay. So it's
Steve by far is the most legit. Popular name out there. But
and then Mike is
the thing
close
is
second.
We give everybody a stage name.
Right.
In,
right.
In porn, who uses stage names?
They all do.
But I mean, they're not. Like they don't have their own career going. These are people that
these
work
are just normal people.
8 to 5
well,
jobs.
They don't want their real name out there, so
but,
I get it.
But
they don't
porn,
use their names
when
I go. When
their
I talk
names?
To them, I'm like, oh babe. I keep it very generic. Yeah. I don't say, oh.
But Donna, when you're when you're getting to the point, you're like, oh, Steve.
Steve 72, fuck me. Steve 72.
You don't do Steve. No, you say Vince.
I guarantee she never says that.
I guarantee that
anytime,
Vince. I'm sure that happens all the time.
You know what she does? Vince. Oh, Vince, keep leaving. Go. Get the fuck out. Vince, leave.
I hardly ever say that. Come on. That's
that I can hear. You're usually pulling out the driveway when I say that.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes I'm not quite sure the names of them.
Is that right?
Yeah, because sometimes you just like meet and you're like, oh, yeah, okay, blah, blah, blah. All and right. then
so what do you say?
Well, watch
you
a porn.
Keep it generic.
You next time you watch
it,
a porn.
Honey, babe. Just keep it generic. That way you're not.
Right.
Not
well, right,
next
right,
time
right.
you watch a porn,
right.
see if they mention anybody's name.
Yes, yeah, see if they really.
They well, don't. More people worry about that shit. It's like, oh, I don't want you to use my real name. Dude, we don't call your real name when you're here.
Just say, fuck me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck me.
Yeah, fuck me is like, a great name. Yeah, or they have like weird nicknames. You're like, why would you have a. That doesn't even relate. Yeah. Or they have like really strange names that are because of their heritage.
Sure.
It's like I couldn't even pronounce it. I can't pronounce your name. I'm sorry. You're a babe, hun.
Your name sounds like a car wreck.
Almost. It's like it sounds like a type of algae. I'm sorry, but
is this your name or a typo?
It's a typo.
Oh my God.
Well, everybody has, you know.
Your name has three numbers in it.
Numbers.
Have you done a hot wife video? Like sure. a real hot wife?
Yep.
Like mm-hmm. a real coming wife. Home and.
We've done videos. They were like where she was in the bedroom with a guy FaceTiming me.
But did you like video when you're coming home and then.
Well, that was the scenario.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, that was a scenario. I said I was someplace else.
You said it,
and
but
I'm
did you
watching.
Video?
I set one camera over my shoulder. Watching me smoke a cigar on FaceTime with her,
well,
and she's got the camera set up in the
really?
Bedroom with FaceTime while she's fucking a guy. Yeah.
And then you came in. Oh, that's
no,
that's
I didn't hot. Go in. I just stayed there having a cigar.
It's not going to ruin a good cigar.
What? A cigar and
come
a bourbon.
Come on, now you got to go in. Come on,
no. Dude. How many times I fucked that thing?
What said, the cigar?
No.
Well, I have. I have fucked myself with a cigar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Wow. And then he smoked it, right?
No, I smoked it.
Wow, bitch. Oh, no, she smoked it.
I
you
smoked
didn't smoke
it.
She's done it more than once. So.
Oh, yeah, oh, many okay. times. Oh, yeah, wow. There's certain sites that you're not allowed to do that on.
Oh, wow.
Because okay. it's OnlyFans. Not a OnlyFans. You're not allowed to do that because it's not a sexual device.
It's not a sexual device. It's yeah. not a. You
really?
Not
really? You, my shit got torn down because of that.
OnlyFans mm-hmm. sucks.
Yeah, they're very strict. You think that they're hip and cool. They're not. I'm
this
sorry.
It's a free world. Come on.
No, so. Not it's their playground.
They're from England.
Yeah.
No, you can't like take a picture of someplace where you could be arrested.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah, you know the bridge down here.
Yeah.
Down the street. Oh, yeah. We had some nudes taken. You can't tell where that is. I defy you to tell me
and
where
took
that.
It down.
They took it down because that's what a public place.
What I can do is a green screen.
That's crazy.
I could have you naked standing next to the Tower of London.
How about it?
Without ever being there?
You couldn't put up on
but
OnlyFans.
You would think you were there, and they would say, no, you can't put that. You could be arrested.
You'd be arrested there. It's like, it's green screened it. And then with AI, I mean, how can these
Let's do that, actually. The next video we do, let's green. I mean, let's do it on the beach.
I could shoot you and Mickey in front of the green screen.
Can you change it, like, as we're doing it? You can change, like, different scenes.
Yeah. Oh, after it's done. Sure.
Hell yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
I could have you fucking it on the Capitol steps.
Right.
Your own insurrection.
Insurrection.
With the president in the background.
Your insurrection.
Right.
And I could have you, wherever. I could have you fucking in Times Square. Whatever.
As long as the lighting is similar, sometimes, that's a tricky part.
How about in Greece? Can you do it in Athens, Greece?
Yeah, I can do Greece, yeah.
See, Mickey will know that one.
I don't know. I mean, it's nice.
I'm going to touch that one.
Yeah, you're
going to
touch that one.
But, it's what you can do with photography and video.
Yeah, mix it up a little bit. That's kind of fun.
Oh, my. But anyway, So what do you like to do to show off, Donna?
Oh
gosh. Here we go.
Just about anything, but I think the most favorite thing was Mr. Beerkin the first time we met him, and the video got kind of fucked up because I won't go into that, but afterwards he's like, I didn't think you were going to take that thing in your ass. I thought that was the last thing you would do. And it's like, well, then you were watching and I was going to, give it 110%, but...
Well,
like
if it's
over,
any reaction
over and above.
That I saw with the last one, that was her reaction in that bit. Whew, wow. She was, her eyes were wide open. Her mouth was like,
Hold on. Let's see.
Let's go back to the video.
Yeah. It was like the biggest thing you ever had in your.
Tookus.
Yes.
That was definitely Tookus Nookie. That's for sure.
Let's put it this way. I think she sat on one of her. We're missing a pet. I don't
know. No, but her reaction on that is like.
Oh, my God. I was like, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Well, it was pretty hot looking.
Oh, my God. It was actually easier in my ass than in my pussy. Isn't that the most strangest thing you've ever heard?
Really?
Yes. It's like.
Because you have bigger things about your ass than in your pussy?
I don't know. I guess your pussy's tighter. It's not as,
Your pussy's tighter than your ass?
Well, your pussy's made up of muscle. So it's a lot more to stretch out. But
your ass is not made of muscle at all. Okay.
Not as much, no.
Oh, my God. Look at that. That thing's in her ass.
Is that my ass?
It's huge. That thing's.
It's a baseball bat.
Yes.
I don't know if I...
You'll hit the play button on there.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Well, take the phone from my hand.
All right.
Here, and play the play button.
Play button's up top.
All right.
He flipped it.
Where's the play button?
You fucked it up.
Oh, did you fuck it up? Oh.
Hit the video on the end.
On the end here?
Yeah. Okay, now play button should be up top. Turn the volume off. There you go.
Wow. That is...
Was this with Mr. Beercan?
No.
Or is this with...
With
the truck driver,
the bandit,
your reaction is unbelievable.
He was actually a lot of fun. He really took time.
Yes.
And he's was
cool
very,
guy.
Yeah, he was also very expressive. He was like, "Do you like that? Do you want me to do? Can I do something else?" He was very. There's a lot of communication because I hadn't been with him before. You know what I'm saying? So that was kind of nice because I hadn't been with him before. There's communication.
Oh, this is the hot wife thing here.
Oh, my goodness.
This is what you listen to. This is the hot, yes. Oh, look at your reaction. Oh, my goodness. Your mouth didn't... it was on the...
Vince,
that was good.
You saw the O face. See, that's my favorite position.
That's the look.
See, that's my favorite position.
But I
got to
get...
Because I'm on top and I can see... I can see like what's going on,
yeah,
and I can
feel
what's going on.
For me too, I like this.
And I feel like every time we're all good. Yeah, he did some oral stuff, which was good. which is really nice.
You did some oral stuff?
I did some oral stuff to him. That was really nice. Yeah, he was fun. He was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
He had beautiful eyes, too. There's like,
really, and there's a still. Eyes. Oh, you're going to pour. Not over the mixing board. But
yeah, no. Here, I'll put my hand there so I don't want to spill over the mixing board.
Good. Thank you. Okay, we can finish it.
Oh, you can finish the whole thing? Wow. I think this show might go on for quite a while.
It's on. It's at 54 minutes right now.
I have.
And that was definitely fun.
So anyway, we can't have dead air time, so I have to talk while you're talking to me. So yeah, I'd love to see something that you have to show us on your phone.
Okay.
So
I thought maybe you'd mute or.
So.
Oh yeah, the moaning. See, it is the audio that is very erotic.
Oh well, again, you know because the video I shot by I didn't shoot the video by mistake, but mistake of not capturing the audio.
Exactly,
it's not.
It's cool to watch, but it's missing it's missing the quintessential. The verbiage. I've said this on,
video alone can be erotic, but it's not as erotic without audio.
I agree.
Audio can be erotic without video.
I don't know. Because you hear a lot of moaning and groaning. You're like, what are they doing now? What are you doing? Is she sucking them? Is she fucking them?
Okay, now you sound like your old aunt. Yeah. Fucking Back to the Penguin.
I
don't know if I would.
Okay, you don't even want to share it? I
get hell.
But yeah, okay. No sharing.
No sharing. No sharing while we're recording. I'd rather see the video than hear the audio by itself.
Oh, no. What I'm saying is, if I think video and audio by far is the best.
Well, of course.
Video without audio is okay.
Is okay.
Audio without video is better than video without audio.
No, I disagree. I'm visual.
Well, I'm just going to turn your mic off.
Yeah, I'm visual. I could hear it and be like, again, what are they doing? All I hear is, what the fuck's going on? I'm at a loss.
Yeah, because you've never had sex. You don't know what to think.
You don't know what's going on.
I bet you he's... He's playing chess, and he just went from A3 to 6C. Oh, my God, that's a move he shouldn't make. Oh, my
damn
God.
Damn right.
That's going to get his king captured. Oh, my God. What? That poor rook. The rook is gone.
Oh, my gosh.
Just because they're having sex doesn't mean... Wah. But what part of sex? Come on, I want the nitty-gritty. I want the details.
What part of sex have you never seen before?
Many parts of sex, I have you know.
Okay.
I'll think of some. Give me a minute.
I'm guessing. I don't know. So anyway.
Oh, see that?
Okay. Yeah, is that hot?
That's very hot.
Right. So.
Yeah, see? Yeah, you know, too, this is, you can tell you are a voyeur because you're peeking in through the doorway.
Well, I was trying to make him, excuse me, feel more comfortable. So.
No, actually, I think it makes it more erotic.
I was out of the scene.
Now, no, what were you doing in the rectory and capturing the nun?
Right.
Oh, that's a nun then.
Yep. So, yeah, that thing there is built for sex, I'm telling you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So. Yep. So, anyway.
So,
we've kind of covered the whole voyeurism thing.
I think we covered it then some.
Yep. So, the penguin will show its head again.
Oh, my God. You bring back those Shelly Belly.
The memories?
Inserts, you know.
Yeah, Donna.
Yeah.
I took that off the board. So
yeah,
you
took off the board.
Yeah.
What? There is a comedian. Her name is Shelly, and she does these Shelly Belly?
Something like that.
And she has this...
she's a stand-up comedian.
And she it's almost like a trailer park scenario, and her slutty neighbor's name is Donna. So she's always saying, Donna, why don't you put some damn panties on, girl?
Or something to that effect.
And she's got like thousands of them with this slutty neighbor named Donna, which my husband just happened to have latched onto like a fucking, chihuahua
exactly.
on a fucking toy.
Well, that's Vince.
That's what I do. That's why I make the big bucks.
That's why I make the big bucks. So
that's why they gave me this shiny board with all these bright lights.
Yeah. Right.
But he's that one that he would push it and be like, dang, Donna. Yeah. Damn, he took it off. So
I don't know what to tell you. Let me see. So, yeah, if you go to Instagram,
And he's going to give her a plug because her stuff
she's funny as shit.
She's funny as shit, man. She's,
do you have it on your board? Come on.
We did. No, I took it off. He took it off.
Oh.
Because he was overdoing it.
Shelly Belly Comedy.
Yep.
And let's see if I could find one.
Oh, she's hysterical. She'll find videos of these guys dancing and she'll be like, damn, if I would get all that, I'd break my butt. Oh, my God.
Put that next to the microphone. Oh, sure, nobody can hear that.
Hang on.
He's trying to find it.
A shit show in South Carolina. No lie. Hold on a minute. Betty, come here.
That's Betty. Okay.
That's Betty. Usually it's Donna, which is, well, thank you.
Hey, y'all, hold on 1 second. I got to clear some shit up. Betty!
Okay, Betty. Oh, she's on the Betty now. Oh, Donna.
Come here a minute.
Donna. Girl. Donna.
Okay. Here, hang
that's
on.
The one, that's the
hold
one.
On a minute. Donna, come here a minute. Girl, it's almost Christmas time and I hadn't seen you in forever. I went and got you a Christmas present and everything. You want to know what it is? It's a lot to put on that cooter, girl, because I'm going to tell you, that thing is loose, do you hear me? You're giving it out to everybody. Somebody needs to put a lock on it. Oh, Lord, girl, where the hell you been?
Time to everywhere. Get a lock on it.
You mean with everybody. That's what you mean, right? Ooh, honey, this is your holiday, ain't it? Christmas time. Yeah, because you a ho-ho-ho.
Ho-ho-ho. That's awesome. You got to save that one. That's hysterical. Perfect timing. Yeah.
Damn. Shelly Belly Comedy.
Comedy.
So yeah. Look her up on Instagram or TikTok. So.
Yeah, she's great. She's a lot of fun. We watch her on Instagram quite a bit.
And it just hit the spot. It's Christmas time. That was
awesome.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Very nice.
Very good, dear. Very, you know, very succinct. That's
why I make the big bucks.
I'm telling you.
Not just a pretty face.
No, you're not just a pretty face.
Pretty tongue is about it. It's good.
Take what I got. So, all right. So with that said, wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And Happy Absolutely. New Year.
Yes. We'll be talking to you before the new year.
Oh, okay.
But we're going to wish you a happy new year anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
So enjoy your family. Hope everyone is healthy and well. And hope you get some under the Christmas tree.
I hope you get some
Hanukkah
gifts.
Tree or Hanukkah whatever tree. Maybe.
Again, thank you, Vince and Donna.
Backyard.
The Festivus for the rest of us. And the holiday with the pole of what just.
Jack, what? You're on your own rant. You're fine.
Donna, drink some of that Hershey again. Come
Didn't
on.
Didn't you guys ever watch Seinfeld with the Festivus for the rest of us with the pole of judgment or something? Oh, come on, you guys. That was a classic.
We're leaving you out there to hang.
I guess so. Fuck y'all then. I thought it was funny.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Festivus.
Was it the pole of...
The pole of judgment, the pole some of bullshit. Righteous, the pole of...
judgment or something.
Something. Like it was a pole of something.
They fight or whatever. So, anyway... So,
I don't know.
Jack, I want to thank you for coming by again. You're welcome here. Welcome
it's awesome.
Here anytime.
Anytime.
Great company.
And,
love it.
You know, you can even bring Mickey if you want.
Mickey will be back next time.
Not necessary. Yeah,
this is a solo tonight, but she will be back. She's back in high demand.
Okay.
I think so.
So I'm going to say goodnight again. Merry Christmas and wish you all well.
Okay, everybody. Have a great night. Have a great holiday.
Merry Christmas, everybody.